and change his story. God will reach out to somebody today that the good things which are in this sanctuary, grace will be released for divine connection and divine manifestation in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, call us to be that same spirit. Let us thank God for this day. It is a special day. It is that appointment that God has set for someone today. Let us open our mouth and thank God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, mighty King of Kings. We bless your name for this special day. We know the grave is empty because you have risen, Lord. We declare that, oh God, we are anew. Lord, today, oh God, we begin, oh God, that revival journey. Lord, we look at the cross, the cross, the cross. Heavenly Father, we say thank you because, oh God, without, oh God, the cross, oh God, humanity will have no hope. Lord God, we pray today because the Bible says, oh God, the church is the hope of glory, and the church is not the worst. The church is you, I mean. Let us pray, oh God, that everyone around the world, oh God, that today they are fellowshipping, oh God, that they shall seek you more and more. And oh Lord, only your will shall be done in their life. Let us pray to commit our brothers that they might be on their way, or they might be reluctant. Let us pray that the Spirit should quicken them. Let us pray that they should be here, oh God. Let us pray against every form of accident. Let us pray against every form of delay on the way. Father Lord, we commit our brothers that they are still on the way. Those that they have not made up their mind to be here. Lord God, we pray for the Holy Spirit to quicken them, to convict them, to cause them to be here. So together, oh God, we're going to praise the name of the Lord. Together, oh God, we're going to exalt the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. King Jesus, we say thank you. We bless your name, Lord. We want to pray, oh God, for the word that will come for today. That word is for somebody. That word is for me. That word is for that hopeless situation. That word is for that, oh God, that situation that seems not to be alive. But because today we are celebrating Easter, we know everything that seems to be dead, not working. Now we declare life. Now we declare life. Now we declare life. Now we declare life in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, oh God, we come in, oh God, the departments today, oh God, that whatever they do, oh God, today, let the Holy Spirit lead them. Let the Holy Spirit usher them for perfection. Because when the Spirit moves, oh God, everything will be perfected. Oh, we come in the children ministry. We come in the choir as they worship, as they usher us into, oh God, your holy of holies, as they sing praises. Lord, Heavenly Father, oh God, let all glory be given back to you, King of Kings. We worship you. We bless your name, Lord. We want to commit your servant today. Your servant today, oh God. You have a word that you have put, oh God, in this lift, oh God, to, oh God, uplift and to preach and to heal the sick and to uplift, oh God, the broken. Lord, today use him in an extraordinary way. Lord, today use him in an extraordinary way. Lord God, we say thank you, oh Lord. We bless you, oh God, that today will be a special day. That today no one will come and go back and say that today we shall celebrate you, King of Kings. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let us lift up our hands this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The songwriter said, for death would not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus, you are Lord, even in the grave. Jesus, you are Lord, my spirit magnifies the Lord, and my soul praises his name. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. My Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. Begin to thank God for resurrection morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift up your voices this morning and begin to thank God for resurrection morning. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name this morning. We glorify you, Jesus. We exalt your holy name. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for resurrection morning. Father, we worship you. We are here to celebrate the resurrection morning, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We exalt you, Jesus. And we glorify you, Lord, because of this resurrection morning we are celebrating. Oh God, we have power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless you this morning and we exalt your holy name. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a successful convention, oh God, as we climax it all day. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord, as we invite the choir this morning to come and take over. Father, we bless your name. Oh God, we bless your name. We bless your name. Let us concentrate this morning as a resurrection morning. We bless your name. Oh God, we bless your name. Jesus, we glorify you. We adore you. We exalt your holy name, for there is none like you, God. Power belongs unto you, Jesus. Power belongs unto you, Jesus. We honor you this morning. We thank you, sweet Spirit of God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. We invite your presence. Come and have your way. We acknowledge your presence in our midst this morning. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, now we continue to pray. Let us invite the Spirit of God to take control. This is a Sunday of resurrection. It's arise, it's arise, it's alive. This morning, let's call upon the Spirit of God to take charge. That it's not about us today. It's about Him this morning. It's about only one, the King of Kings, the one and only that defeat the death. Is the only one this morning. Let's just welcome Him this morning. They say, oh Father, have your way this morning. Oh God, I lay all at your feet this morning. As I come today, Lord, I will not go back the same, because I know today, Lord, you had an encounter with me, Jehovah, and my open up. I open up to you, oh God. I open up to you, oh God, because I know what I come today. I'm coming for having an encounter with you, oh Lord. Take charge of our life. Take charge of our life this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, as the choir will come, let us share us with the Spirit of God as the praise, as the worship. They will use the lyrics, the songs to give unto God this morning. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all that you're about to do today, oh God. In the mighty, precious blood of Jesus, we are praying. Amen.
Every one of us that is sitting right here, there is a way that you can contribute to missions, either financially or service-wise or prayer-wise. Is anybody who does not have a cell phone here? We all have cell phones, right? There is somebody on your phone, or there's somebody's contact on your cell phone who has not heard the gospel before. You're on mission for that person. Amen. Praise God. Can we rise to our feet? I want you to pray and say, God, I align myself. Amen. God, help me to use my resources for missions. Let me use my resources for missions. Let me be able to reach somebody, either by preaching or by financially or help-wise. We know what to do. Amen. Some of you are even in contact. You are even you even have contact with places where you can get materials, books, and everything to send to some people who need to read and their lives change. Send Bibles, amen. So I want you to pray that, God, help me to use my resources for missions, amen. Can we begin to pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for your sons and daughters this morning. We thank you for your grace upon our life, for putting us in a place where we can be able to contribute to missions. Lord, I pray that, Lord, as much as you have put in our hands, let us be able to contribute as much as we have, oh God. Grant us the grace to align ourselves. Grant us the grace, oh God, to be able to use those resources to reach those that are unreached. Let us be able to reach the unreached. Let missions be the primary vision in our lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you called the disciples and you told them to go and be a witness unto you, Father. And Lord, that's why we are here, because we are witnesses of Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing it in our lives. In Jesus' name. So I want you to begin to pray and say, God, the conference has ended. For those who did not come, today is your day. So you have not missed, amen. Ask for the glory upon your life. You need the glory. You need the glory dimension. Listen. listen, there are some people, there's some key in your life that needs to be opened. You need to, some doors in your life that you need to open in order to enter your glory dimension. Can you raise your voice and begin to pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for the glory dimension in our life. You know those things that we are going through. You know those obstacles, those things that stand like obstacles in our life to our glory dimension. Holy Spirit, help us, oh God, to turn these obstacles into stepping stones, to turn every stumbling block into stepping stones to our glory dimension.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, do your work in our life.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want us to recognize the servant of God in the house. Amen. The bishop and the founder of World Mission International Worship Center. I want us to give the wonderful clap up to the Lord.
Let us give the Lord glory, somebody. Just two person. Amen. Say the Lord bless you. I mean, talk with boldness. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. The Lord be grateful. Be graceful unto you. The Lord bless you. And cause His face to shine upon you. And be gracious to you. Arise in every area. Just come and arise in every area. Raise your voice and go to that person. Arise in every area. Arise in every area. Arise within you. Jesus mighty name. Amen. Amen. And Mr. Jubina, please, behind there, don't allow any child to move around. This is a holy moment. Luke 24 verse 1 again.
Luke 24 verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they have prepared.
Just one verse 1. No. Just verse 1, okay, continue. Verse 1, yes, continue.
Bringing the spices which they have prepared and a certain order with them.
Now, on the land, they were first day, say first day of the week. In the Old Testament, the fellowship on the Sabbath day, the last day of their week, the Sabbath. In the New Testament, we fellowship on the first day of the week, the day of resurrection. The Old Covenant, they fellowship, they go to the temple on the Sabbath day. In the New Covenant, because see, the Old Covenant expired when the New Covenant was established. You cannot live on two lease agreements. If you got the former lease agreement and get a new lease agreement, what happened to the old lease agreement? So the New Covenant, you know, discarded the Old Covenant. The terms have changed. Say about the terms have changed. That's why it's called what? A new leasing agreement. New agreement. New covenant. So Christians try to live on two covenants. It's not possible. It's illegal. So Jesus came and established a brand new covenant. And the old covenant was annulled by virtue of the new terms of the covenant. In the old covenant, you need to be saved by your own sacrifices, of a lamb and goats, go to the priest. In the new covenant, you are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. So the first day of the week. Now, so we see on the first day of the week something happened. Some women got up very early in the morning. Now, on the line, they went early in the morning. Say, look at them and say, well, early in the morning.
Early.
What do you do?
Early.
Very early in the morning, they got up. And it means the whole night they have been thinking about what to do. The whole night they have been planning on what to do after Sabbath. So they came early in the morning because it was in their heart. You do the things that are in your heart. It was in their heart the whole night that early in the morning I must go to the grave. And these women prepared spices and they got up early in the morning to go to the grave to anoint Jesus Christ with the offering. What was the mission of these women? Talk to me. What was the mission of these women? Why? Why? It doesn't decay. Their mission was to embalm the body of Jesus to prevent what? Decay. Say, my mission is to prevent the body of Christ from decay. Now tell somebody, say, neighbor, your mission is to prevent the body of Christ from decay. What is the body of Christ today? The church, not a world mission. The body, the church around the world. So a child of God today, if you are a responsible child of God, you should stand to prevent the body from decay. You should stand to prevent the body of Christ from decay. Because there is a lot of things that can cause the body to decay. Have you ever been to a house that is falling apart? So this woman said, we must get spices and go to the sepulcher to embalm Jesus because we don't want his body to decay. So take that as a responsibility. Just say after me, say, the name of Jesus. As long as I am here, it will not fail in my hands. Child, as long as I am here, it will not decay in my hands. Stand up and confess, as long as I am here, it will not decay in my hands. As long as in this family, it will not decay in my hands. As long as I'm in the church, it will not decay. Let it not fail in your generation. Let it not decay in your generation. Verse 2, please. What is my subject today? Escape? Verse 2, please. Read verse 2, please.
Verse 2. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre.
Okay. I want you to get this mic for me, please. Get this mic. Who can be a good reader here? Okay, read for me, please. Verse 2. Read for me. I tell you, Maureen.
Okay.
Luke 24. You didn't even know the chapter already? Verse 2. Okay. Pastor, please.
And they found a stone rolled away from the sepulchre.
So something happened to this woman. Please follow me carefully. Okay. They found the stone rolled away. So early in the morning, they left the houses, going to the grave. They knew that the grave was sealed. And they knew that there were this military protection round about the grave. But they got that faith to go. So when they went there, something happened. Say, something happened.
Something happened.
They found that the stone had been rolled away. The thing that was like an obstacle was taken away. You know, early this morning, I was just thinking about the God who is the stone ruler. So I serve the God who is the stone ruler. Yes, I serve the God who is the stone ruler. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, my God. I don't know what obstacle stands on your way. When Jesus reached at the grave of Lazarus, we heard yesterday, he said, roll away the stone. And this woman went to the grave. An angel came down and took care of the problem. Say, neighbor, the problem had been taken care of. I mean, prophesy to your neighbor, say, neighbor, it had been taken care of. That fear had been taken care of. That worry had been taken care of. That stone had been taken care of. So the stone was huge, but it was, you know, ruled out by an angel. I don't know this morning, I don't know the type of stone you find in your life. Maybe in your marriage, in your home, in your business, in your finances. Maybe like a serious stone that the enemy has placed and said you cannot come out. But today, say today, in the name of Jesus, the stone had been rolled away. The stone had been rolled away. We serve a God that deals with the obstacles. Whatever nature of obstacle in your life, can you see God sending an angel to roll the stone away? Just take up your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. You have dealt with this also. You have handled this also. So the stone was rolled away. Verse 3, please.
And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus.
Now, can you just, I wanted to put yourself in the place of this woman. What did they do again?
And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus.
They entered where?
In.
Into where?
The sepulchre.
You know what a sepulchre is?
Yes.
What is that?
A grave.
You know, they dig that graves maybe on a hill. And they put the door and a step, you go down, you enter to see where they lay the body. If you were married by the land and married the water, will you enter? Will you enter that grave?
No.
But you see the heart, see the heart. Can you see the heart of Mary, the mother, and Madeleine and Joanna, these women? That they enter the grave. Hallelujah, Lord. And they entered, sir, entered. Why did they enter? There was concern. You know, this word, they could not enter, is found in Hebrews. Throughout the Old Testament, because of unbelief, they could not enter. They could not enter the promised land because of unbelief. Matthew 25, verse 5, we see the foolish virgins could not enter. They went late. So many people cannot enter because of unbelief. But these women were able to enter to search for the body of Christ. Say, neighbor. Hey, say, neighbor. Hear the voice of the Lord. Don't allow anything to keep you outside. I mean, say, neighbor, hear the voice of the Lord. Don't allow anything keep you outside. One more time, tell the neighbor, I talk to your neighbor. Hear the voice of the Lord. Don't allow anything to keep you outside. be among those who will enter to see. Say, I will not stay outside. I will enter. How many of you like to see things outside? You like to see things from outside. It's a blessing to see things, to do what? To inside. Enter. Say, I will enter.
Paradise.
I will enter the promised land. I will enter the glory. I will not stay outside. What keeps men outside is unbelief and fear. Unbelief and fear keeps men from entering to see. And God wants to take away that fear from you in Jesus' name. In verse 6 to 7, please.
Verse 6 to 7.
Yes.
He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.
Now, when they entered into that grave, they saw something. What did they see? A young man dressed in white. Is that your Bible? Is that there? Dressed in white. Say, those who enter will see. Now, this angel was inside the grave. Two angels, two young men. They were inside the grave, sitting by the empty bed. You know, that is the issue with the church today. Many cannot see because they are outside. Hey, girls and boys, ushers, please. I don't want to see that happen, okay? I don't want to be preaching and get distracted. Say, the name of Jesus. They say, the name of Jesus. I will not stay outside. Say, I will not stay outside.
I will not stay outside.
How many of you, you want to see angels? You want to see the glory? You want to see the power of God? Then look at me, please. The question is, where are you? In the Old Testament, God painted a picture of the tabernacle, the journey of faith. And outside the tabernacle, you see a white fence. And some spend all their life outside the tabernacle. You know the story of the man that was healed at the beautiful gate? All his life he could not enter. And then some, you enter the outer court for sacrifices. But you don't see the glory in the outer court. And some, the priests enter the holy place. But when Jesus died, the veil was torn. And he opened the way into the Holy of Holies. So these women ran into that grave. They refused to stay outside. They went inside. When they went inside, they saw two angels. Please, today, press on. Don't stay outside. You need to change your spiritual dimension. You cannot play cool with spiritual things. You must press on. Say, press on. They say, press on. Keep going forward. Can we stand up, please? Next up, ask them. Say, they will press on. Keep moving forward. Don't stay outside. Don't be shallow. Press on. They say, press on. Say, oh Lord, I receive the grace to press on. I refuse to stay outside. I want to enter in the Holy of Holies. I want to see divinity manifest. I want to see your glory manifest. Lord, I want to see spiritual things revealed to me. Where did this lady see the angels? Inside. Where will you see the glory? So I don't know where you are right now. You will see nothing if you stay shallow. Be my guest right in front of your place, right in front. Say, Nebo. Go deeper. Come here, right in the front. Come right in front. Say, Nebo, go deeper. He said, go deeper. Shout, go deeper. He said, go deeper. Go deeper. Say, oh Lord, I want to see your glory. I want to see your glory. I refuse to stay outside. I must go inside. I must see everything that is in Jesus. Raise our voice, begin to pray.
refuse to stay outside. I want to see. I want to go in. I want to see the glory. I want to enter. I don't want to be outside Christian. Shalom, I want to enter into the glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Have your seat, please. We're in Luke 24, verse 6 and 7, please. Read the verse for me, please. Luke 24, verse 6 and 7, please. Read it one more time.
Verse 6. He is not here, but risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee.
Just hold on. He is not here. He is not here. I don't know whether you are in a place where Christ is not available. I tell you, it might sound out of doctrine, but Jesus Christ is not everywhere. Is that in the Bible? Just reading also, he's not here. Now, God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. But his active presence is not everywhere. God is everywhere like a civilian camera, watching everywhere in the world. But the active presence, say in the name of Jesus, there is omnipresence, there is abiding presence, there is indwelling presence, there is manifest presence, there's what again, overshadowing presence. So there is omnipresence, there's abiding presence, there's indwelling presence, there's manifest presence, there is overshadowing presence. So many are serving God without God involved. God is not here. Are you in a dead place? Is God in your house? Is the presence of God in your marriage? Is the presence of God in your business world? The worst place to be is to be in a place where God is not there. I don't know how you feel in those places that people go, where God is not there. I was sharing with a young girl, because of her stubbornness, she married an unbeliever. And one day the man said, let's go and visit my friends. The girl went with a man to visit her friends. And they were drinking and smoking. She was sitting there. Born again. So I asked her, how do you enjoy hell on earth? You're married now. You lie on the bed with your husband, he's smoking cigarette. The room is full of smoke, he's watching pornography. You're not praying in tongues. You choose it. God is not there. So no, don't push yourself to a place where God will not be there. One man came to me to pray for protection. Say, Bishop, I've got a lot of demons fighting me. I said, okay, it's easy. I will pray for an angel to walk with you. Amen. The man was very happy. I said, there's only condition. This angel does not enter into beer parlor. Okay. The man said, Bishop, that one is too difficult. The man wants the angel, but he doesn't want the condition. Okay. This angel doesn't witness adultery. He said, oh man, I'm finished. You want protection, but don't want the angel. Yes, you cannot have the angel on adultery bed. Never. You cannot have the angel in fornication, no way. Say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
as long as I live, I will be in a place where God is present. Say, as long as I live, I will be in a place where God is present. When a child of God begins to live in a place where God is not present, be sure of cancer and high blood pressure. Because you step yourself into a judgment. Say, judgment. Say, the cross. Can I have the picture of the cross on the screen, please? Say, the cross was judgment. God was judging his son for the sins of the world. See the cross also? Say, the cross was judgment day. Say, the cross was judgment day. All the judgment of the sins of the world was placed upon Jesus. He was judged for our adultery. He was judged for fornicators. He was judged for liars. He was judged on that cross. Now, will you now provoke judgment again? Say, devil, will you provoke judgment now to go back to those things? So Jesus was judged on that cross. I got a sad story from Africa. This young man left Cameroon to Germany and he got it rough. For 5 years, he could not get documents. 5 years, was struggling to get his papers. 5 years. He got a wife and a child in Cameroon. And he had been doing all to keep the family. He paid the rent every month, sent them feeding money, and take care of school fees. And by the grace of God, the 6th year, he got his resident permit. And he planned a surprise visit to Cameroon. So he got Air France, reached Cameroon around 8 p.m. He called for a taxi to drive him to his house in Bonajo. Around 11 p.m., he reached at the door of his house. He knocked the door. The wife came and opened the window, the glass, and slew the curtain. And saw the face of the husband. The man smiled, said, "Honey, I'm here." The man, the woman closed the curtain. And then the man expected that the door open. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, the door is still locked. You know why? There was another man in the house. This man has brought all type of things from Europe to surprise, to shower the wife. But there was another man enjoying the man's suffering in Germany. He's laboring in Germany, feeding another man in the house. Say, "Oh Lord, I will be in the place where your presence will dwell." So child of God, don't push yourself to any meeting, any situation, any environment where the Holy Ghost cannot go with you.
Yes,
you
are talking, sir.
Don't push yourself into any place where God cannot be with you. Listen, child of God, Christianity is not trying, it's being.
Yes.
Say, stop trying.
Be
a wife. A wife is not a certificate. A man, be a husband. A man. Yeah. Oh my God. Kariana.
A knife.
Don't be a knife. Okay. Say, "I will be where God's presence is." Read the verse again, please. Verse 6.
He is not here. But is risen.
He is not here. He is risen. He has conquered the grave. He has conquered death. He is risen. Now listen, say, "Neighbor, hear the voice of the Lord. Jesus Christ is risen. You must arise." Prophesy to somebody. Jesus Christ is risen. You must arise. Prophesy. Jesus Christ is risen. You must arise. Just say, "Jesus Christ is risen." Stand up, let's pray. Say, "Jesus Christ is risen. I'm rising up in my spiritual life. I'm rising up in my prayer life. I'm rising up in my worship life. I'm rising up in my thanksgiving to God. I'm rising up in my spiritual walk. I'm rising up." No power could tie Jesus down. They said, "No power would tie me down." Are you here? Say, "Oh Lord, no power could tie Jesus down. No power would tie me down." Raise our voice, begin to pray.
No power, no power.
Raise our voice and pray. No power could tie Jesus down. Yes, Lord. No power will tie you down. Hey! No power will tie you down. Now lay a hand upon your body. Say, "In the name of Jesus, nothing can keep me down. Take this serious. Say the name of Jesus. Nothing can tie me down. Nothing can keep me down. Sickness cannot keep me down. Sin cannot keep me down. Disease cannot keep me down. No curse can keep me down. No affliction can keep me down. No enemy can keep me down. Raise our voice and pray. No power will keep you down. In your job, they cannot keep you down. In your family, it cannot keep you down. In your spiritual life, it cannot keep you down. Hey, they could not tie Jesus down. They cannot keep me down. He is risen. Keep standing. Matthew 28, please. 28, 18 to 20. We'll end there this morning. Matthew 28, keep standing in the Bible, please. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. So when Christ rose from the dead, these are the words he said. 18.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Just end there. So Christ came up from the dead and he had to introduce himself to the disciples. They were doubting, they were scared. And Jesus said to them, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah, Lord. Can you raise your right hand? Say, that's the God Himself, the all-powerful God. He can handle this also. Hey, confess, that is the God Himself, the all-powerful God. He can handle this. Confess, I serve the all-powerful God. There is nothing He cannot do. Just raise your voice, confess it. I know the God I serve, the all-powerful, omnipresent, omnipotent, the all-potent God. He can handle this today. All power belongs to Him. In heaven and on earth, there is nothing the Lord cannot do. Hear the voice of the Lord. You stand here today to hear this today. The Lord will serve is all-powerful. He has done it for you. In Jesus' name. Verse 19.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Now listen. So Christ now, that's where the word mission comes in. Go. Go ye. The heart of Jesus Christ is in this verse, go ye. 12 apostles commissioned to reach the world. Did they fail?
No.
Did Peter fail?
No.
Will you fail?
No.
Now it's like God, it's a race, relay race. Every generation, you run and hand to the next generation. 1986, I went to Bible College. I started preaching the gospel. I have maybe like 40 more years to preach. 40 more years, I'll be 100 and something.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. So this generation, I will not fail my generation. I must reach somebody. Now, can I see your phone? Pick up your phone, please. Let's do something. Pick up your phone. Search for your phone. Search for your phone. Search for your phone. Say, phone, hear the voice of the Lord.
Phone, hear the voice of the Lord.
You must cooperate with me.
You must cooperate.
To reach people. Now listen, my phone has 9,000. Let me see. My phone has 9,241 contacts. My phone. 9,241 contacts. And I reach them almost every day with messages. Can I see your phone? Say,
this phone
will go. You'll reach people. Through messages, through voice messages. I will preach and I send messages. I will text people. Through Facebook, through Twitter, I'll reach my generation. So after church, text somebody a verse. Become conscious of this. Keep somebody. Facebook somebody. So the Lord is saying to you, go ye. There is somebody who is in need of love. Go. There's somebody who needs mercy. Go. There's somebody who needs a gift. Go. There's somebody that needs care. Go. There's somebody that is crying. You can wipe somebody's tears. You can wipe somebody's tears. You can change a widow. You can change an orphan. You can change a needy person somewhere. So today, you are a missionary. Tell yourself, I'm a missionary.
I'm a missionary.
I must reach somebody.
I must reach
somebody. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them. Can you read the verse together? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. One more time, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is the word of Jesus Christ. Now, something happened here. Teaching them to observe all things, and whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you. I like King James, always. He said always.
All the way.
Hallelujah, Lord. Can we just stand up, please? I want us to end here. Our service will end by 12 every Sunday now. So did you know that? Okay. Say always. The Lord is with me. I want us to end today. He is risen. He is with me. Say he's risen. He is with me. Just close as I talk to God. He's risen. He is with me. Give Apostle a microphone. He's risen. Just pray for us, please. That is risen. He's with me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He arose from the dead. Father, we thank you. Our hearts, Lord, are filled with joy whenever we remember this great mystery that keeps alive our faith. There are so many religions, thousands of them. But the fact that, Father, you didn't allow your own son to remain in the grave has given us the courage to be confident that you are there and that one day you will come for us. You have revealed us the mystery through your son, that when you died, you didn't just allow us to stay in the outer court, but you want us to go into the Holy of Holies. And what a privilege that we should live where you are. Give every one of us the grace this morning to have an understanding of the presence of the Lord. The man of God, Moses, said he will not go unless your presence go with him. Joshua said the same thing. And Lord, that's what we are saying today. Father, we pray that every one of us will look up the garment that we put on so that it will not scare you off. Because your word, oh God, is so clear. It says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, wherein you were sealed on the day of your redemption. Father, you died on the cross to seal us. And the ceiling that you give unto us is so that you will dwell in us and walk with us. And not just the dwelling presence, but the manifest presence. Yes. Father, I want that you will manifest in our children, manifest in our family, manifest in our business, manifest in our workplace, manifest everywhere in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Take up your hand. I want to pray for 3 minutes. Take this serious. You need the presence to go with you. So the presence of God in my job, the presence of God in my car, the presence of God in my bedroom, the presence of Jesus in my family. Raise our voice, begin to pray. Keep praying. We need the presence. Pray with boldness. The presence of God. He's alive in your car. He's alive in your job. He's alive in your home. He's alive in your family. Hey, the presence of God. Let this presence go with you. The presence in your home. The presence in your job. The presence of God abide with you. You will see the glory of God. Let there be his presence mantling you. In the name of Jesus Christ, say, oh Lord, mantle me with your presence. Keep the oh Lord, mantle me with your presence. Let it be done today. In Jesus' mighty name. Have a seat, please. Paul, please come forward, please. Now, here for your first time or second time, just come forward, please. First time or second time, come forward, please. Come forward, please. God bless you, please. I got a special gift for you. Sorry, please. This is a fiber flow. Amen. So your blessed fiber flow have two. Amen. As you drink it, let fiber flow in your family. God bless you, man. I'm so glad to see you. So let this fiber flow in your family.
Amen.
Nadine, come on, get it. Come on, get this. Amen. Say fiber flow. Yeah, I like this fiber flow.
You know where to come?
God bless. Get. Give me two more, please. Let fiber flow. Wow, this is beautiful. Hallelujah.